Welcome to the doghouse, World Superbike. Let's see. Jet looks like he's in mid-season form, which I think was the plan all along. And Deegan gets his pee-pee whacked. So we're going to have that discussion.
Yeah.
And I'm going to actually defer to, I didn't agree initially with this, but I'm going to defer to what Ricky Carmichael and Ryan Villopoto had to say on
that. I didn't catch that whole interview. I started watching it and ran out of time.
Yeah. So it was kind of interesting, but they both were in agreement that he did deserve the penalty. And the other five riders that got the same penalty, by the way, also deserved it. But he got seven laps because he had
seven places.
Because he had multiple infractions of it. And he was the only one that had multiple infractions of it. So he complained a little bit, but not as much as Deegan normally complains. So I thought he knew he was pretty much out of luck.
I bet you he went back. He was yepping and said, no,
the markers.
Then he went back and saw the tape.
Yeah. And he saw the markers that were there when he said it wasn't marked and it was.
Yeah.
Here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Is what's the point of having a track way over there and not being able to use it?
I don't disagree. In my opinion, that's a stupid rule. And when that rule was put in place, it was put in place because of a few riders that were taking advantage of the fact they could run up against that wall. So they said, okay, the problem was too many people were getting too close and they were then going either off or they were wrecking. And I guess somebody actually got pretty hurt doing a similar thing. So they put that rule wasn't there when Villopoto raced and obviously not when Carmichael raced.
Why not just move the wall out?
That's my opinion. Give them more room.
I think
what they wanted to do was keep separation between the riders and the wall. That's what they were trying to do.
So they wouldn't run up
against the wall.
I don't know either.
I don't know what the thing is. These guys know this, and Deegan has gotten this penalty in the 250s before, so he knows it as well. But anyway, seven positions, which I think is pretty harsh. When they said he had three infractions, and they charged him seven. Yeah, I mean seven.
I still think seven is a little extreme.
It wouldn't have mattered anyways because he did it twice in that same race.
No, you're right. You're right about that, but you know, unless they were able to tell him during the race, stop doing that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say this.
I just don't think,
because it probably cost them third overall and a lot of points.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, it definitely had an effect, but it also had an effect on, you know, four other riders. So
yeah, and I'm not like okay. I'm glad they enforced it for everybody.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't.
Those
pick
are
him
the
out.
Rules. Those are the rules, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just look at that and say, well, fix the track.
Yeah, I think that if that's but I mean I don't know like, how they. If the objective was to keep them away from the wall on inside curves, I don't know how you do that. You move the wall, they just move further out. I don't know. There's got to be a better way, in my opinion. Or it ought to be clear and set a rule that says, hey, look, consider that there's a 30-inch border all the way around the track on the inside curves. And then you don't need the marking, right?
But that's what you have now. Right,
more or less.
Because those things get hit, they get kicked.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You're coming over a corner like that, and all of a sudden something's laying in the ground, and you don't know if it's in the original spot. If it's not,
that's true.
That's just crap, right? Like
that's true.
Put some
that's
tough
true.
Blocks there.
Yeah, no, it's. I agree. I agree. Right? I don't agree. I don't agree with their solution to the problem. You know, as long as they're going to force it equally to everybody. Whatever it may be, but I'm going to defer to Ricky and Ryan because they said, you know, this isn't a question. You know, it's a known thing. It's a rule, like it or not. Rules are rules, and there's plenty of rules they don't like themselves. So,
yeah, I mean, I don't have a problem.
I agree with it. I just think the punishment was a little too. I think the Yeah, the penalty is not.
Well, the penalty is
seven
only
positions.
It's penalty is one position the first time you do it. The second time you do it, it's two, and the third time you do it, it's four. And that's how he got seven.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
so whatever. No, it's I understand a, it's, a, that, it's in the rule how, book. I don't like.
How
it.
How did
I
think, they tell him after the first one? How would you tell them?
You don't.
Well, they don't. They don't have any way to communicate with him. Yeah. So
and I know.
And that's fine. Yeah. I just feel like, you know, this is what, at least the third or fourth year we've talked about that there.
Yep. Yep.
Right? Fix it.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
Fix it.
I agree. And be honest with you, in my opinion, you're racing hard. You're not watching for this right. The clean edge. There, it's not even marked that well. It's just these little stake things.
I mean, right? I look at every other form of racing.
There's better ways you can handle it. Well, I mean, the you know out of bounds thing is you know you get that in MotoGP and World Superbike as well. But it's clear. It's very clear where it is there. Here, you're racing hard.
Yeah, it's painted.
I just don't like the way they're handling it.
It's painted exactly. Dirt.
It's painted dirt. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I think the way they're handling it is bad.
Yeah.
And they should fix that, and maybe they will now. We'll see.
No, they won't.
I probably not.
Fix it last
no,
year?
They won't. No, probably not. They will not. It will not be
probably
fixed.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the way I look at it. But the interesting thing is that it's very rare to happen on certain tracks, but very common on others. That kind of points to something obvious, right?
Yeah, right. And like the other thing is like, okay, are you telling me it's only dangerous for professional riders? Like, is it not dangerous for the others during the week?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. I don't know. And I look at
I don't like it. I don't like it. It's a bad solution, but rules are rules. So you change the rule or you just suck it up. That's it.
Yeah. Build the dirt out there further and make it more inside.
Right? Yeah, put a little bit of a berm there so you can't ride that close to the wall.
Put a berm there. Take that Toyota fencing and move it out 30 inches.
Yeah. There's a lot of things you could do. If the objective is to keep them off the wall, there's better ways.
Yeah, it just you know, but that just seems like you know one of those. I don't know.
Like I said, I don't like it. But the rule's a rule, and they either fix it or just forget about it, you know?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll be honest with you. It's the same rule everybody has to abide by, bad or not.
I'm not bitching about them enforcing the rule, right?
Yeah.
Because everybody has to play by it, and they did it equally, and they said this is what the penalties are going to be, and that's fine. What I'm bitching about is for 4 years we've been talking about this unnecessary penalty to people.
Mm-hmm.
Because they refuse to fix the problem.
Yeah, right? I agree. Here,
you know how that comes, right? Your motocross, you know how that works? Hey, Thunder Valley, we're not going to come back until that corner is fixed.
Yeah.
Guarantee it's fixed.
I agree.
Right?
Probably within a month.
I agree.
Maybe before the phone call is over.
I don't see that happening, but no, I do agree. No.
I
do agree. Okay, so and in the 250s, well, I mean, Levi Kitchen's looking awful good, but Seth Hamaker is looking really, really good.
He's declining. I don't know what's going on.
Cole Davies he's still adjusting. He's going to be competitive, but it may be the second half of the season before he starts being, you know, regularly competitive. There was a guy that came from some foreign country that ended up
Conan.
Yeah, Conan the Barbarian.
I thought it was Sasha Cohen. I thought it was like
the guy
Ricky Bobby. Yeah, right. I wanted to come on there and go, you and that Fez, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah. He got two twos, right? Did he get two twos?
He got a 14 and a one. He banged the donkey on the first one.
Okay. Yeah, but he got a one on the second. He won the second race.
Yeah.
In the 250s.
Yeah, didn't help.
But he also raced, or he had a twin or something, raced in the 450s. I think it's the same guy.
Wow. Yeah. That'd be pretty impressive if he raced in both the 250 and the 450.
And he should have done the whole Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, he should have.
If he had done that, I'd have respect for him. Other than that, he is just a...
Yeah, I well, mean, after he won, he should have jumped up and said, accent. Wee, wee, wee.
Right. We said is under.
Is he French? Yeah,
no, he's Belgian.
But that's what I thought.
Same difference. Same difference.
There's same a border difference. Between them.
That's not much.
At the Maginot line, not right there.
Not much. Their borders are pretty much sieves in Europe. So I don't think so. But anyway,
the Germans put them up.
And as I mentioned, as I mentioned in the show opening, Jet doesn't seem like he missed a beat, and I'm sure Hunter's not enjoying that. Well, Hunter didn't have his greatest day, but
well, I do have to say something about that. This is the first time he may have done it in the past, but this is the first time I really noticed that Jet was racing Hunter hard. Yeah. He was cutting him off. He was cross jumping. He was cutting off the. I mean, he was racing Hunter very hard.
You didn't see and that I think in he the had best because Hunter was nowhere near him.
Exactly. That's a sign that Hunter's getting better.
I didn't
not
even
Jet's
realize.
Getting more aggressive.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't realize Lucas Cohen and Sasha Cohen are probably related. Lucas in the 450s.
There you go.
I don't know why watching it, that didn't dawn on me.
It didn't in me either. That's why I said he might have a twin brother or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Either that or he was just like, I think I'm going to race again.
But regardless, this is, this could end up being a Bulaga type event in the 450s. Jet just looks like he's a world beater now.
Yeah.
And there's nobody else out there really that's pushing. I mean, Hunter did a little bit, but
only Jet doesn't
make, he doesn't make mistakes. He just doesn't make, on a rare occasion. Right. But he's damn near perfect in motocross.
That first race, the first 10 minutes was really good. It was, Jet, Hunter, and Deegan running bang, bang, bang. And I thought the first 8 to 10 minutes was really good. But then,
then it got stretched out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And it became the Jet show.
Yeah. And then did I mention about the pileup, the race 2 pileup? That was in the 250s, right?
Yeah.
Another pileup. It's getting to the point where it seems like every weekend in one of the two races in the 250s, we get a massive pile up in the middle of the pack,
Yeah, but I kind of think that's normal.
It seems to me like it's a little bit more common this season. Two in a row. I don't know if it happens, I don't know, but I mean, it's like the mid pack in these races are getting, when they've always been bad, you don't want to be anywhere near mid pack. But
they're getting a little rowdy back there.
Yeah, they're getting a little rowdy back there. I think it's frustration. That's what I see. It's frustration because both races this weekend and the prior weekend was in race 2.
Yeah.
So I think it's frustration. Yeah, I definitely think it is. Right. They're trying to break out of that mid pack because they know that's death. Mid pack's death.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of guys back there in that mid pack that feel like they shouldn't be there.
Exactly.
Cole Davies,
Seth
Hamaker this week, race. Michael Moseman, for his career right now.
For his career.
So there's just some guys that are like, wait, I'm better than this. Even Levi Kitchen was back in that thing.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. So in any case, 450s is now coming down to whether or not somebody can slow Jet down at the beginning of the races with hopes that he's not going to pull out to a 12-second lead.
Even if they do slow him down, it's not going to make a difference. I think he's got that much talent over everyone that he's just going to
– if he gets in front of you. He gets in front of you, then you got a problem. I don't see anybody reeling him in. I have not seen
I don't see anyone keeping him back now. Other than maybe his brother.
That's what they need.
They
need somebody to slow him down so that other people can stay in that lead group, because otherwise he just stretches the field too much.
They need to get wide on him.
Yeah.
They need to try and get four. They need to push him wide at the starts and get five or six guys in front of him that are good enough to race him deep.
Yeah.
Right. And make him earn his passes. Right now he's getting good starts. And he only has to pass maybe one, two guys, and he's in the lead and clear.
And then, yeah, right? It's pretty much done.
He pretty much starts in the top five every time.
Yeah, they got to get a group of people. They got to get him back there.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree. They have to pinch him at the start of the race. That's their only hope.
They
got to
pinch him.
Yep, absolutely.
No one's going to do that. There is no one there to do that.
I think the problem is he's starting so good, but sooner or later he's going to have a mediocre start. And even if he's in the top eight, you have a chance then at least to pinch him, right? When he's already pulling way ahead of the field, no one's going to be out there to pinch him, right? So you got to get him before very early in the race, right? You got to pinch him off. And then it'll be a different, I think it'll be a different situation, right? Or you got to get more aggressive with him. That's all, which I think Deegan would do. The problem is Deegan's
still
not
learning
there
the
yet.
450.
He's not there yet. But I think that will come. I just don't know if it'll be this season or not. We'll see. Yeah. So anyway, and do we even need to talk about World Superbike?
I mean, we do because we have like 15 minutes.
Okay, well, let me see. In race one, it was Boulaga.
Have you noticed Boulaga forced World Superbike to change their page?
I did not notice that.
Yeah.
What did they do?
It used to be when you clicked the results, right? It gave you like the top three finishers of all the races that season. And you just scroll down and look at all the things, right? Now you have to go to each individual race. And like it doesn't show Super Pole in that for the whole weekend. So people are staying on the site because I'm sure they're just going, oh, effing Boulager swept it again and going away.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah. That's true.
Right, because that's what I was doing.
That's true.
Effing Boulager.
Yeah.
Well, Boulager's so, you know, he set a new record with his 25th win in a row, and he has the most triples of all time now.
Yeah, he's going to keep on breaking records the rest of the season. I just don't see anything slowing him down.
No. Here. Guy most likely to kill World Supersport. Because here's the newsflash. I don't see anybody being with him next year. If he wins
every race three years
in a row.
I'm going to stick with my original prediction that Boulaga will be in MotoGP next season.
Where?
That's the
somebody's going to get displaced. But remember, there's a lot of people out of contract at the end of the season.
He's probably looking at the S show that Raz Cadiagla is in, and he's probably like, "Yeah, I'm not."
Well,
sure.
You know,
I'm
Raz Cadiagla. Yeah,
he's already said I am not going to Yamaha.
Exactly. I think he's too smart to go to Yamaha. You know, Raz Cadiagla.
All new bikes. They're all new bikes. Yamaha might be. You know, they may be dominant next year.
Well, I mean, it's possible. It is totally possible. There's people out there that are predicting that the Japanese bikes are going to be dominant next season because they've been preparing for this for 3 years.
You can't say something one week, come back next week and be like, there's people predicting that. You can say you predicted it.
I did predict that, too.
I know.
I'm one of them. But there's a lot of people out there. Yeah, but I can't say myself because that gets no level of respect. I have to point to other people.
Okay? Yeah, I'm helping you out.
Whether those people are made up or not.
If I said, in my opinion, that'd be like, okay, fart in a hurricane. Okay, big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
But in this guy that I made up on the web, he says it. So it's
there you go.
Online chat community that doesn't exist.
That's right. Yes. Ricky Carmichael actually said,
not that Ricky Carmichael.
No, it was a different Ricky Carmichael.
Yeah. Ricky Carmichael. You know, the guy that works at the gas station.
It was Ricky Bobby Carmichael.
Yeah. Ricky right? Bobby.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Carmichael Ricardo. That's who it was. Carmine Ricardo.
And he's basically making like a wannabe a Danny Pedrosa. I don't think there's any question about that. It's like, I guess he's going to have a lot more points than anybody other than Boulaga. That's all he's going to have to say at the end of the season, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So can we say that the actual winner is whoever finishes second because he.
We could do that. They actually started discussing a little bit, and they didn't get into too much detail about when Boulaga could actually cinch the.
Oh yeah,
the championship.
So here's two things: do we want to curse him?
Right.
Hey, B. Do we care?
No.
And C. is what's the point of watching?
That's kind of where we are right now. The point of watching is you know, quickly fading away, right? It really is.
He's so over 120 I guess, points ahead.
I mean, you know, one of the things of interest is, and maybe we should need to change our pool to predict the lap that Sam, you know, Lowe's is going to wreck. And just
when I suggest that, they don't wreck all the time. They're good people. You're just being hard on them. Now it's like, well, hey, I think.
What else do we have to go with?
Outlaw picking Bulaga. Why don't we put sanctions on it?
Okay. You know, yeah, right. Well, yeah,
when are they going to put some penalty weight on them?
Yeah.
They should be
like they haven't done it.
They should be like, here's Phil. He's riding on the back of the bike.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, but you can't do a wheelie around all the curves.
Well, then he'll have to be fast on the straightaway.
And not only that, I mean, you bring a whole new meaning to skid mark on the track. Okay. You were back there. So I don't know, but it's like, do you really have to? I mean, to me, I used to watch practice. I don't even watch practice anymore in World Superbikes. That tells you something. I don't watch it anymore. It's like, what's the point? Bulaga's going to be the fastest.
I'll be honest with you. I didn't watch this week's race.
I put the race on.
Yeah, I listened to a little bit. I didn't pay attention.
I didn't pay attention.
Bulaga's in the league.
Superbike, I watched all motocross, all four races, but Superbike, I just watched the highlights because they're, you know, even the highlights are kind of boring.
Well, there aren't any highlights. What are the highlights?
Well, what they consider to be the highlights. How's that? What Superbike considers to be the highlights. Yeah,
their highlights are going to be Bulaga, you know, crossing the finish line. I mean, the highlight of this entire weekend was the fact that Lekuona was less than 5 seconds behind Bulaga in race one. That was the complete highlight of the entire weekend. Because he was like 8 seconds behind in race two.
It's just terrible. It is so terrible.
It's always like this when somebody's so dominant in any type of racing.
600 pounds on the bike. Well, here you go. Make them do a pit stop. And be like, you have to go in, take your helmet off, wash your hair, get back on the bike.
I think they should. I don't think they should do any of those things. I think they should just shut down one cylinder on his bike and leave it at that. You know, let him run with one less cylinder than everyone else.
Maybe.
I don't know if that would help. One less
tire. Take a tire off.
If you win without a tire, that's pretty impressive, I would have to say.
How about take a gear out?
There's things they can do. I don't know what they have at their disposal. I mean, it's obviously they can lower his revs. Put a
bike chain through the tire. They can
run his revs, make him run on molasses instead of gasoline.
Have everybody else start from grid and him, Lamas, start it.
There you go. Right? There you go. Lamas, make him start. You can make him start from pit row in every race.
I don't think that's enough.
Yeah, mine.
I don't think making him do a Le Mans start would be enough.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it would be if you put oil on the track.
I hate to go this far, but I remember a Stephen King movie where they did something called hobbling. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah, it's where they broke the guy's leg so he
could get away. Yeah, I would do that. But I totally would be like, here's a cheeseburger. Every time he wins a race, he has to eat 5 cheeseburgers.
What are you trying to do?
And a bowl of ice cream.
You trying to make him fat for the end of the season?
Yeah, put some weight on.
Yeah.
Get him out of shape. Yeah. Give him a cigar. Be like, you got to smoke the cigar so he can't breathe.
Make him tow some cat chanter around the track. Right? You know, that's what they ought to do.
How about this? He has to ride next to the Lowe's brothers in between them and hold them up from falling.
Well, that's worse than hobbling, I think, actually. That could be death wish.
That would be one way to put him out permanently.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I haven't been paying attention. I know they're in High Point in
Supercross, at Motocross.
Motocross.
Right.
Yeah, I think World Superbike is off.
Yeah, the next race for World Superbike is Donington in the first part of July.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and the Moto America is at the Ridge next weekend.
You got MotoGP's in the Czech Republic or whatever they are. Chechia, I don't know what they call themselves now.
The Czech
Republic. I think they're still the Czech Republic.
Are they still?
Yeah.
Whatever they are.
Yeah.
They're still there.
They still have Czech hookers, Phil, so it's safe.
Yeah. Oh, maybe that's what Bulaga needs.
No, that's what always gets Mark Marquez there.
I know, but maybe they need to just start raising there. Maybe be like, oh.
Yeah, that's right.
See, look at that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's a thought, but I don't – I mean, they – I as much as I think that penalizing him is great, I know they're at the situation right now where if they do penalize him mid-season, which they've never done before, by the way.
Didn't they do that to Ray 1 year?
Not mid-season.
I thought Bautista got it mid-season.
He started the next season with a 30-pound weight. Yeah, added to the buck.
And that really screwed him up.
Yeah. I think it for us to say, okay, no one's ever gone undefeated in a season. I don't think he will, by the way, because sooner or later he's human, he's gonna make a mistake. But I just don't think that'll change anything during the season.
Once he clinches the championship after the next race, then he'll take off, and I don't think he'll
I think he can actually lock it up as just before they go into the summer break, which is the end of July, I believe.
So the bigger issue is I think he'll push on because he'll want to go down as the only person to ever win all the races.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Right. I mean, that's a big incentive.
It's a huge incentive.
World Superbike ain't doing great.
No. No, well, they've been shrinking for years, right? We know that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're the only race series that added their sprint races in there specifically to try and fill the schedule out because there were so fewer stops.
Yeah.
Unlike MotoGP, which added additional races, so.
Yeah, I think a Moto America's racing this year is better than World Superbike.
I think anybody
racing. Nobody knows about Moto America's racing. That's the problem.
That is a problem, but it doesn't mean the racing's not better.
Doesn't matter. If no one knows about your racing, it doesn't matter how good it is.
Well, right? Here, folks, if you're bored with World
Smell, right? That's the question.
If you're bored with World Superbike, check out Moto America. You'll be a little bit better.
All right. This has been the Doghouse. We'll be back next week. Hopefully, there'll be something entertaining to talk about. I don't know. All right.